Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Unilever has partnered up with Alibaba to help increase sales in China. Brazil's e-commerce market is predicted to reach a value of $19.7 billion this year. And video and social media advertising are driving display ad spending in the Netherlands. The international retailer Unilever has partnered up with Alibaba to help increase sales in China. The retailer has had a presence on Alibaba's Tmall platform since 2011, but it's believed that the new partnership will allow the company to sell content on other Alibaba platforms in order to reach a wider audience. Unilever has said that it's particularly interested in reaching rural Chinese consumers. With a rural population of 600 million, rural China is widely seen as a key frontier for future growth. Unilever saw its sales drop by 20% in China towards the end of last year, a trend that it hopes this new partnership will help to reverse. Research by eMarketer predicts that Brazil's e-commerce market will reach a value of $19.7 billion this year, a 17% increase on last year. It's expected to be Latin America's best performing e-commerce market by far, with Mexico trailing behind in second place with a value of just $5.7 billion, and Argentina coming in third place at just under $5 billion. Overall, Latin America's e-commerce market is expected to grow by almost a quarter to $38 billion. Latin America is one of the fastest growing regions in the world for e-commerce, with the continent expected to generate almost $90 billion by 2019. Video and social media advertising are driving display ad spending in the Netherlands, according to research by IAB Netherlands and Deloitte. Dutch advertisers spent €377 million on online ads in the first quarter of this year, equivalent to $500 million, an increase of 9% on last year. Classified ads saw the largest growth, with the amount of money spent on these types of ads increasing by 12% compared to last year. Display ad spending went up by 10%, whereas search ad spending went up by 7%. Looking specifically at display ads, the majority of this was driven by video and social media advertisements. €23 million was spent on video ads in the Netherlands in the first quarter of this year, up by over a quarter on the same quarter last year. Social media ad spending rose by a staggering 43%, accounting for around a fifth of display ad spending. Online ad spending is predicted to hit almost €2 billion in the Netherlands this year, with display advertising expected to account for around 40% of this. Walmart is rumored to be considering selling its George brand of clothing in India. Walmart's George line is said to be worth around $2 billion and is currently sold in the US, UK, China, Japan, Mexico, and Argentina. The retail giant is also said to be considering selling home products, baby products, and toys in the country. If it went ahead, the products would be sold on third-party sites rather than creating a bespoke Indian Walmart e-commerce site. Walmart would face stiff competition in India, where local companies such as Flipkart and Snapdeal tend to dominate. The Indian e-commerce market is predicted to be worth $60 billion by 2020, making it a lucrative market for global brands. And finally, Google has announced that it's launching its Android App Store Google Play in Sudan. Sudanese users will only have access to free apps and games, one of only four countries in the world with this restriction. The other countries with limited Google Play access are Iran, Cuba, and Myanmar. Google announced the news on its social network Google Plus, saying that the launch formed part of a commitment to helping more people around the globe use technology to communicate, find, and create information. And that's all for today. Thanks for watching, and join us next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.